Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 1710. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being here with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. Giovanni is the VP of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com. Check that out. Giovanni, thanks again for being here. You're up there on the Capitol. On the Hill all the time. You're inside the Beltway working with these policymakers and the influencers of the policymakers, and you're one of those people. Both in this election year, both parties are really, their operating envelopes are really being pushed. Trump is making the elite GOP crazy. Sanders is making the Democrats crazy. I mean, they thought they had Hillary anointed, and now Sanders is coming in there and disrupting her messages. How is this impacting work getting done on Capitol Hill this year? Are they just taking a hiatus till they work out their politics?
Well, that's a good question. You know, it's the anger that's outside the Beltway that's driving this. On both sides, on both the Democrat and the Republican side, but especially on the Republican side. From the Republican side, you know, you see a lot of independents, a lot of people just want, they're frustrated with the current conditions, especially as dictated by this administration. On the Democrat side, it's not left enough. It's not far enough. Right. The enthusiasm is all around Bernie Sanders rather than Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. But as it relates to Capitol Hill, you don't see the wide big thoughts coming forward. In fact, you see even within the Republican Party, we're failing to pass a budget. And here's an ideal opportunity to put the current president and current policies to a test. But part of that is you really need to pass a budget resolution, and we don't have the votes to do it. You have the Freedom Caucus that is very dictated by
is that the Tea Party?
Tea Party type, but mm-hmm. They're dictated by very conservative values. They are not happy with the budget deal from last year,
right?
So they're holding this budget hostage. The Democrats certainly are not going to vote for a Republican budget resolution,
right,
because of the policy riders, mm-hmm, that we'd like to get on there. Policy riders are those that dial back the regulatory regime that's being dictated by the
Democrats.
Worked
6 years to get put on.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So this is the hamster. So what you see is you see very narrow bills. In the last bill, the FAA reauthorization, you have the Republicans in the House that want to privatize the air traffic control division within the FAA.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't see that happen because you don't see those big efforts. There was in the Senate on the FAA bill, you saw some effort to attach tax bills there for green tax efforts. All of that was jettisoned. So you see things work on a very narrow basis. It's just the must-do things that will get done, and a lot of this will be kicked over to the next president because that's
uncertainty. This is what's really driving American the electorate nuts. Is that we know it's politics. We know we're dealing with politicians. They're there because they are politicians. The process is political. But it's gotten to the point now where I'm trying to think about, I remember when I was growing up on a farm, Giovanni, we had a pump. We had a well. Our water was from a well. And every once in a while, the well process would get, the pump process would get what my dad called waterlogged. In other words, there was so much water in the pump that it couldn't pump any water. There was too much water in it. You know what I mean? There was no there was no air to move the water. So you can imagine how could a water pump be waterlogged? You know, you think having a lot of water would be a good thing, but it's not. You can't have that much water. It seems to me like we become, you know, political logged, so to speak. You know what I mean?
We got
so much politics that we can't get the work of the political work done.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you look at Congress, and Congress is log jammed basically because it has to play by the rules.
Yeah.
But the administration should be playing by the rules. They don't have to, and that's what they're doing. You have somebody with a pen in hand that says, I'm going to get my agenda done without Congress.
Yeah.
Regardless of how I push the envelope.
And the thing that's left out is leadership.
Yeah.
There's a lack of leadership.
Certainly.
You and I have been saying this a long time. We don't have any leadership. And I'll tell you, don't you think this is that America is becoming primed for a third party? And I don't mean a presidential third party. I mean a political third party, for up and down the ballot. What do you think?
Very well. I'm not
advocating. I'm just saying.
No, I know. But if you look at Donald Trump, I mean, he in essence is not a what you
right.
would. Look as a pure conservative,
right? Look at Bernie. Even though Democrats are typically liberal, they're typically not socialists, right? So it's kind of the same thing. Giovanni, hold on to that thought. Quick break, folks. USChamber.com is Giovanni's website. When we come back, he's got big doings going on in June, and I want him to tell you about it because it's going to affect you, and you can participate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.